Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, August the 6th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Angie Evers for our Friday night extravaganza here. And had a little dinner before the show tonight, as it is National Root Beer Float Day. We had dinner from Stewart's. I had onion rings and mozzarella sticks and a super burger with super sauce.
How was your super burger?
It was good. I enjoyed it. And what did you have?
I had a sloppy joe, curly fries, and, well, we shared the mozzarella sticks.
And we had, it was good food.
Very good.
So very nice. And we had root beer floats.
Yes.
Yes. So, that's that. Now, as everybody knows, I'm putting together the holidays. You know, it's going to be a holiday extravaganza like none other coming up this holiday season, in which we're going to take something that was created many years ago by a man who's no longer with us. I believe his name was Eldon. And we are going to take the city buses. It's going to be the... It's all coming together now. It's the night after Thanksgiving, Friday, at night, Black Friday night. And we're going to get these two city buses because Sarah and Dave have agreed to drive two of them. We're going to get on, we're going to sing Christmas carols, we're going to look at all the lights, and then we're all going to, and Mary Ellen Withrow has agreed to ride the bus. Santa Claus is coming with us, and Glenn Coble, I believe, is on board with this. So then we're all going to go over to Stewart's when it's over and have hot chocolate and homemade Christmas cookies.
So who's making the cookies?
Well, I don't know yet. You want to get in on that?
Well, I can make some cookies. I'd rather make cookies than sing. I don't sing.
Well, there's going to be several, my guess would be, people involved in the Christmas cookie baking, because you've got to make enough for, let's say, I'm going to guess there are probably going to be, what, 15 people on a bus, 20?
Maybe.
So we're going to need 40 cups of hot chocolate and 40 Christmas cookies.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that's doable. Do you really think people are going to have their Christmas lights up the day after Thanksgiving? I think that might be a little early.
You think?
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, I don't know. That just seems early to me. I know some people like to put their lights out early, but you know, I think most people probably focus on Thanksgiving and then go to Christmas. So, I mean, yeah, I put my Christmas tree up the day after Christmas, usually, or not Christmas, the day after Thanksgiving, but I don't know if people really have their Christmas lights out. I guess I don't put Christmas lights outside of my house, so I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think the day after Thanksgiving, most people have their lights outside if they're going to do it.
You think? It looks like Thanksgiving's on the 25th, November 25th.
Is it?
I think so. At least it's a dot on, Thursday, November 25th is Thanksgiving.
Well, I would say that late in the year they probably will have them out, don't you?
I don't know. Do you know the people who do the Disney house? You better check with them and see when they put their lights up.
Well, I would think they'd want to have them out earlier. People are not going to get a chance to see them, I don't think.
I mean, I don't know.
I think you've got to start the day after Thanksgiving.
But do you think people are going to be in the Christmas spirit that fast? Well, I think a lot, maybe some people will be, but...
Well, isn't that the official start of the Christmas holiday, Black Friday? The shopping, the stores are all decorated, the Santa Clauses are out, the whole bit.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's probably, I haven't been in the dollar store lately, but there's probably already Christmas stuff in the dollar store. There's probably Halloween stuff and Christmas stuff. It's like they rush all the holidays.
Well, I don't want to rush Christmas.
I mean, it might be fine.
Well, I mean, I think if you don't do it that day, you got to have a start.
Yeah. Well, did you get approval yet for the buses?
Well, no, I haven't got approval from anybody in any kind of power, but I think we're doing okay. Go ahead, caller.
I agree with Angie. That's too early because that's Thanksgiving weekend and a lot of people go away for holidays.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but that's also why we are going to have this tour, you know, two other times in the month of December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not going to be the only day. There'll be two Thursdays in the month of December, and then we'll have that first one on the day after. Because, you know, nobody goes to school that day. Most people are off work that day. I think it's just a good day to do it. People are available.
Okay.
Yep,
that'll work.
That works. Thank you. Yeah, no, that won't be the only trip. Just the first one.
So you plan on doing them on Thursday nights?
Because you don't want to do it on Friday or Saturday because that's a weekend and people are busy on the weekend. And I think Wednesday is a church night. You don't want to do Wednesday. And Monday and Tuesday are difficult because school will be in. So I think the your best shot is probably Thursday.
Yeah. That would probably work.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll go back and we'll get people the cookies and the hot chocolate. It'll be Chris Santa will get. Plus, that's people's first chance to give Santa their letter because Santa will be there over at Stewart's on. Well, he'll be on the bus as well.
So, you're gonna run all like three buses or two buses?
Two buses. I'll be on one bus with Mary Ellen and Santa Claus. And then there'll be bus two with Glenn and probably Sean and I don't know who else will be on, but Linda.
Mm-hmm.
So those will be the two buses.
Okay.
But we're going to spread Christmas cheer.
I know. You enjoy your holiday.
Well, I don't so much enjoy the holiday as I enjoy the merriment that goes with it.
Because, like, well, last year I was kind of like bah humbug, but I did okay. I mean, Christmas hasn't been my favorite time of year because it's usually stressful because you have to worry about buying things for everybody, and it's just when you don't have money, it's just stress.
Well, I don't think I'm very Christmassy. I think, matter of fact, I said last year, why do I even decorate? Because I wasn't at home at all.
Right, we were out quite a bit.
I did not get a chance to sit at home and, like, stare at the Christmas tree or anything last year. I think I was gone almost every day.
Well, maybe this year you can relax a little bit.
I remember it got really close to Christmas, and every year I make it a point to watch Scrooged with Bill Murray, and I didn't even... It was very late in the year before I even got to that. So it's a thing. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to remind you that David's bus will be the bigger one and Sarah's bus will be the smaller one. That's due to the fact that she does not have a CDL and you have to have the CDL to drive the big bus.
Now, how many people would you say fit on the big bus?
Oh, gee, I think there's probably at least 10 seats on the big bus, maybe 12, I don't know. You can put two in a seat, but Sarah doesn't have that many seats on her bus because like I said, she has the Bluebird bus because she doesn't have a CDL, and David does.
Well, when she pulled up out here that day, I thought she had four rows. I thought there were like 12 or 16 seats on her bus.
Well, if she had four rows on both sides.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, so what, that'd be eight, that'd be 16 people then, because you can put two in a seat.
Right, so David's, is it twice the size?
Pretty much, yeah. David has a bigger bus because of the CDL, and Sarah has a smaller one.
Now, are you going to come on this Christmas bus tour?
Well, if I can find somebody to take me up there and bring me back home, since I don't drive.
Well, there you go. Now, do you like the idea of going and having cookies and hot chocolate?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Well, are you a good singer?
No, I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Well, it'll all work out, though, on the trip. It'll work great.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
The buses are going to go into root beer stand, even?
Yes, we're going to go right in the root beer stand at the end of the trip, and that's where we're going to get the hot chocolate and the cookies. That's where they'll be waiting on us.
Now, you better clear this with Michelle.
Thank you. No, it's done deal. Michelle agreed today on the program to do this.
Did she?
Well, that's how I remember it.
Oh, I don't know. You better double and triple check.
What good is a friend if they can't do that for you? We're talking three nights out of the year.
Well, I mean, I can make some cookies for you.
You know, I learned today, I hate to say this, I learned today, well, you were there, that she lied to me about the whole Mary Ellen situation. And, you know, I hate to bring up old war wounds here, but last Thursday night, we were going to do a remote over at Stewart's. I was bringing Mary Ellen with me, and Michelle canceled like 3 hours before, and poor Mary Ellen showed up without, you know, didn't realize it was canceled, and that's Michelle's fault for canceling late. Now, a lot of people blamed me for this and said that I didn't, call or something like that, but found out tonight when I was over at Stewart's picking up the dinner here that her son came out, Dawson, and said, "Mom, I told you twice that Scott was coming. I told you he was going to message you on Facebook. Is all this true?"
Well, yeah.
And then he called his own mother a liar, did he not?
Well, maybe.
He did. Now, I think again, we've learned now, we scooped a little bit, we did a little CSI there, and now we've learned that it really was her fault. She knew I was coming, and she just didn't want me there.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, that's what I felt like.
Do you think she thought you were going to mess up orders?
I think she did. I think she's thought about this now, me running the speaker. And now she's worried that I'm going to screw it up. Which is very possible, because I don't know the menu. But that's the fun of it.
It probably wouldn't be fun as a, like, restaurant manager, though, to have somebody screw up your orders.
Yeah, but it's great for a radio show. Because we'll be taping it.
Right.
Wonder if somebody will come in and wing their food at me.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, I see, that to me I would not take.
Well, you probably wouldn't be the one out delivering the food. So they probably wouldn't wing it at you.
Oh, by the way, did you know that the parking lot sale is going on tomorrow at the... it's to benefit Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool. Tomorrow, Saturday, August the 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and apparently there'll be baby gear, children's clothing, toys, and more. And there will be a refreshment, but I don't know what they'll be. Now, how come this thing can get refreshments and I can't get any refreshments three nights in the month of December? I don't hear people complaining. What do I got to do, the bus trip on Saturday morning to get refreshments?
You know, maybe you should do a bus trip on Saturday morning.
No, you can't. No, I sleep
in. It's not dark.
No, you can't. You gotta do it at night.
I'm crazy.
All proceeds benefit Emmanuel Lutheran Child Care and Preschool. That's 241 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow morning. Are you going to go over and look at the stuff? I know you like the thrift.
Yeah, I do. But I don't know. You know, I went out and bought my daughter school supplies last night because I didn't want to wait in lines for stuff this weekend with the tax-free weekend, so.
Well, I wonder what the refreshment is here. Now, it better not be water.
Probably cookies and juice.
Oh, cookies and juice.
I would say.
On a Saturday morning
at
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I don't know about
donuts.
That. Donuts and coffee, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, do you think I should have anything different for the Christmas thing other than cookies and hot chocolate? What says, well, cookies and milk, but I think people are lactose intolerant. Plus, it'll probably be cold. And people will be getting off the bus to talk to Santa Claus.
I would say hot chocolate and coffee. Or hot tea. I don't know what people drink.
It's not like we'll be there very long. My guess is the bus trip will take an hour. I think we can do it in an hour. So, it gets dark early, so we'll probably start at 7, be over there at 8, and everybody will be home at like 8:30.
So, when are you going to do this graveyard thing?
Well, I think Halloween, once I can commandeer the buses. It'll be early, because I think we have the time change when? In early October?
Cool.
Or is it early November? It's dark on Halloween. It's getting dark earlier now. So, you know, we're going to go to the Gypsy Queen. We're going to go to the original cemetery, Quarry Street. We're going to go to Eber Baker's grave. We're going to go to President Harding's grave. We're going to go to, who am I forgetting?
John Grimm.
Oh, John Grimm out there in the woods. And I'm going to get out into the Merchant Ball. We'll do the Merchant Ball. So I'll tell you everything about people who are gone, have gone on to their reward. It's going to be a thing. All right, go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, a while back, I won some cookies that you raffled off on the radio.
Oh, did I? Well, who were those from?
Oh, gosh, I forget. A dozen cookies. Some lady called in.
Oh, yeah, it was what was her name?
Angie.
Angie, I should remember that name. Angie's Cookies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too bad you couldn't get her to make some cookies for you, holiday-themed cookies.
Well, I need to figure out how many people I'm going to... Because there will be... We're going to have to take reservations because it's going to be free. So there's only going to be so many seats. So there's only going to be so many cookies.
But, she decorates them up real nice. That'd be better than just regular chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter cookies or something. Some holiday-themed cookies.
Well, we could decorate them up.
I just thought that'd be a suggestion. Maybe she's listening. Call you back and offer to.
I know one of her relatives listens. Well, if she wants to do that, I certainly would not stop her.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. If she wants to do it, that's fine.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, I just figured Michelle's in the food business. Why can't she whip them up?
Does she do baking?
You know, I don't know. But is there anything else other than cookies for Christmas?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of, like, snacky foods.
But what says Christmas better than cookies?
Right. Well, sugar cookies, like sugar-decorated cookies, says Christmas.
Right. That's what I think, and that's what we'll have. It's going to be a big day. Santa Clauses and Christmas trees and ornaments and all that sort of thing.
I can make cookies, but I don't think I've ever made, like, real sugar cookies and then iced them. I make different type of cookies.
It's going to be a happening.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
What do you think of the pizza shop guys on this week? Three Pies Hot.
Oh, I think that was really neat.
The Great Race Pizza Shop.
I liked their commercial.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. But who did it? It sounded like Ollie's commercial.
Oh, is that what it reminded you of?
Yeah.
Well, that was back 40 years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you had to have eggnog as a drink along with the cookies.
Oh, I like eggnog.
People dunk their cookies in eggnog.
I could do eggnog. Eggnog with a little nutmeg on top.
That sounds good.
You coming on this trip?
No, I couldn't get on the bus. I couldn't get my leg up that far.
But you could come to Stewart's afterwards and see Santa and have the cookies and milk.
I might well do that.
There you go. It works.
Okay.
Thank you. Because we'll probably have a little sing-along there, too, once we get the two buses together.
Right.
Because that way people who can't get on the bus, you know, because of it being booked up, can still participate.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm bringing the holidays to Marion, Ohio.
You need one of them fire rings so we can stay warm.
I think I should be given the title the official ambassador of the holidays for Marion, Ohio.
Maybe you'll get a key to the city.
See, I don't know what you do with a key to the city, though.
I don't know either. You hang it on your wall.
Yeah, but I want it to go to something, like the parking meters. You know, or something, you shut them off so I can...
parking meters, do we?
Well, I don't know, you know, free parking everywhere or something like that.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's going to be a time, I'll tell you. You'd be surprised. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit Christmas since reindeer.
Well, should be fun.
They'll be calling Ticketmaster to get tickets to this thing. It'll be, because really, I mean, how many people will we be able to serve? Like 300?
Oh my.
Well, in three different nights, probably 300.
You think?
I don't know. I don't
That's
know how many people
cookies.
Can. Is anybody watching or listening out there who rides these buses? Who knows how many people I can get on these buses?
Well, didn't that lady just say?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we need some kind of exact figure here because it's going to play into our cookie making.
I mean, I would say probably no more than 20 on a bus. I mean, she said the one bus is smaller than the other bus. I mean, I would say I would say no more than 40.
I don't know. I would like to know.
Right. But what's 40 times 3?
120. You know, we were at the State House last weekend.
Yes, we were. We were there for quite a while.
We were down on the State House grounds with Golden Voice, Kazoo Man. It was a night.
It was beautiful out.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold.
No, and we did a 45-minute show that's on YouTube that people can listen to or watch. And we went over and we told people about Columbus. We sat on the State House steps. We went past the William McKinley statue. We went over to the Christopher Columbus statue. Bobby Ray came and played some songs. We had a good time.
Yeah. And you gave a family some, zoo passes?
Zoo passes. Sent some people to the Columbus Zoo. Mm-hmm. Then we put on our Christmas gear and... had a little Christmas in July celebration.
Yeah, and then somebody got ran over by a scooter.
Oh, yes, that put a damper on things.
A little bit.
When somebody gets hit by a scooter, that is a little... But you gotta watch. You gotta watch in Columbus.
They drive those scooters really fast.
They do, but you know, safety first.
But if you're walking and then somebody just runs you over.
Well, what can you do? It's unfortunate that happened. I felt bad.
Well, I did too. It wasn't either one of us, obviously.
No, and then I made the person keep working.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to do this.
Poor guy.
Yeah, but we did it.
I know. I felt bad for him.
I know, it was terrible. Now, we're going to do a little bit of trivia tonight here because we've got zoo tickets and Zumbezi Bay and Wilds. And I do have another copy of Three Pies Hot, great book that you can, ask for. Now, here's the first trivia question of the night. Now, you're going to have to wait till Monday to pick up your tickets, by the way. But what was the segment that Hee-Haw ended with every week? The segment that Hee-Haw ended with every week. Now, Hee-Haw was a long-running television show. What segment did it end with every week? If you know, call in. You could win something. 740-383-9944.
I know.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just guessing.
It was a good segment. I liked it.
Are you going to let me ask a question, too?
Yes, go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. So, what two regulars led the Pickin' and Grinnin' segment?
I think I know that.
You probably do.
Yep, so those are the two questions out there. What segment did Hee-Haw end with every week? And what two people led the Pickin' and Grinnin' segment? 740-383-9944. This is where we are here on Friday night. Hee-Haw Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
What the segment they ended the show with, Pickin' and Grinnin'?
The end of the show segment was Pickin' and Grinnin'. All right. What's your name?
Scott, but I already got a prize up there I got to get Monday. I don't need another one.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Do you remember Pickin' and Grinnin'?
Yeah, I watched Hee-Haw. I never missed an episode of Hee-Haw.
Now, did you tell people what Pickin' and Grinnin' was all about?
Buck Owens and Roy Clark would get up there, and they would sing little funny songs, and then they would tell jokes, and then they would go back to singing Pickin' and Grinnin'. It was a whole song, really, I guess. And then they'd stop, and they'd tell jokes, and it was funny. I liked it.
Real comedy.
Yeah, the good thing about Hee-Haw, everything was clean.
Yeah, it was very clean.
Yeah. I mean, it was on network television.
That's true.
Let's see what. I can't remember if that was on Channel 4 or Channel 6 when it first came on.
10.
Was it on Channel 10?
Yeah, that was on CBS.
Okay. Yeah, because back then we only had 4, 6, and 10.
It was a classic show. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, we got both answers there. It was Buck Owens and Roy Clark who led Pickin' and Grinnin', and Pickin' and Grinnin' was the last segment on the show.
I didn't. That's not what I was thinking.
You weren't thinking of Pickin' and Grinnin'.
No, because I wouldn't have said the answer.
Yes, that was. When you did that, I thought, well, we didn't time that one right. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be Buck Owens and Ray Clark, wouldn't it?
Not Ray Clark, Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
You know, I interviewed Roy Clark once on his tour bus.
I think he's dead now, ain't he?
Do what?
I think he's dead now.
He is dead now. Yeah. What are you saying?
Well, I'm not saying because you interviewed him, he died. I don't even, you didn't bore him that much, I don't think.
You know, he's died several years later. He didn't die the night I interviewed him.
Yeah, see, that's good.
Yeah, that was it. All right, we got you.
Well, I've already won once today.
Well, keep participating, though. We like participation.
Okay.
Yes, Roy Clark and Buck Owens, and I interviewed Roy Clark. I believe the year was 2009 or 2010.
You want me to ask another question? Okay, I have one. Junior Samples did commercials for a business with the phone number BR549. What was the business?
Now, give that to him again. That's a little more difficult.
Junior Samples did commercials for a business with the phone number BR549. What was the business?
BR549. What was the business? Junior Samples did commercials for. Well, maybe somebody knows here. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, speaking of participation, have you taken into consideration the size of the bus? Are we going to be able to get it into Stewart?
You know, you've been all for this since the beginning, but these last couple weeks, you've really tried to put the brakes on this whole Christmas celebration.
What makes you say that?
Well, first you called in and you said, well, my bus is too small, and now we can't get it into Stewart's parking lot. I think it'll be good. And then you didn't know the directions.
Well, Well, because you don't want to go off half-cocked. That's how disasters happen.
Well, that's how we're here at this radio station. We went off half-cocked, and now you get to hear the disaster every day.
Well, but, I mean, people think that you're entertaining. If we crash the bus, that might not be so entertaining.
Now, what was that?
I said people get a kick out of you. They think you're entertaining. If I wreck the bus, that might not be so funny.
Oh, well, I'm glad they think I'm entertaining. That's why I'm here every morning. I always say that. I got up during the pandemic, and I said, by George, I'm going down to entertain Marion.
Hey, I really showed you a thing or two. I had my coffee calling and me.
Really?
You were on the phone with us, you know.
Oh, I was on with your writers today.
Yeah, I had my faithful, my loyal patients, my loyal writers.
Yeah, they were good this morning. Now, okay, so how many seats are on your bus?
A dozen.
A dozen. Okay, well, there's 12. So how many seats are on David's bus?
He has a seat, yeah. But he can drive a bigger bus. I think it might be 21.
All right, so we got 21 and 12. So that is 33 seats. Well, that's about right. So 33, so we'll do a 99. We'll serve 99 people. We can do 33 three times, and that'll be, we'll have done 100 people.
Hey, here's another thing I was thinking of.
Oh, here we go.
Do you have to get this cleared with, like, ODOT or anything?
ODOT? Well, we're not going to get out and fix the roads while we're doing it.
Everything goes through ODOT.
A Christmas bus tour goes through ODOT?
It might. I don't know. Like,
oh, dear Lord.
Too bad Eldon's not here to direct us.
Isn't ODOT the people who work on the roads?
That stands for Ohio Department of Transportation.
Well, I understand that, but who owns these buses?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, does it go through that? I don't know.
Well, the buses run at night in Columbus.
Well, in case you haven't realized this, Scott, we're not in Columbus.
No, but I'm sure the mayor will have the answers to these questions.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know what's going on.
You get all the wrinkles ironed out.
Well, yeah, I'm smoothing it out. Well, I'm going to go through him first. It's not like I'm going to go, like, with bolt cutters and cut the lock off the fence and take two buses out.
You're really good at that. Peppering and all that ridiculousness there, just off the cuff like that.
Ridiculousness?
I hear Angie laughing. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Now, when have I ever been ridiculous?
Angie, don't you think that before...
Oh, don't mind me. It's just my show. Let me step aside for a second.
No, I thought it was y'all's show.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, on Friday night, I guess.
I'm going to talk to the other half of the show.
Okay, well, I'll take a...
Don't you think that we should have a better, like a well-thought-out plan before we just get in it and give her gas?
Yes.
Okay.
See, well, what does this mean?
The voice of reason, Scott.
Well, what do you mean well-thought-out plan? What is not well-thought-out here?
Well, the fact that, A, we don't really know where we're going... At least on the Christmas lights tour. I mean, yeah, you know, pretty much know when you go to the graveyard where you're going to go, but we have to kind of get an idea, at least a rough draft of where we're going to go to see the lights.
Well, I laid that out last week. We're going to get in the bus at Meyer, and we're going to drive down Mount Vernon Avenue because, you know, all the banks are decorated up and all that.
When's the last time you drove by a bank and was like, check out this decorate? They might have a wreath up.
What is a wreath? Is a wreath not Christmas?
I want head to toe, like the whole shebang.
Well, give me a minute. We're going to drive down Mount Vernon Avenue, and then we're going to go out to, I think, Yorkshire or Brookside or whatever that neighborhood is where Brook Park. We'll go out to Brook Park. We'll see there's several houses out there that are decorated, including the Christmas house or the Disney house. We'll go out there, and then we'll go downtown and we'll swing by where they have all the snowflakes and the Christmas music is playing, and then we'll see that Christmas tree that they light in downtown Marion over in Founders Park. Then we'll go over to the fairgrounds and we'll go through the thing at the fairgrounds.
Don't you have to pay to go through that?
Well, I was hoping you'd pick that up.
Me?
Yeah, you know, it's like $13 for a busload.
Wow.
Hey, I'm giving you milk and cookies.
We're going to have a bake sale or something.
So then, we will go through there, and then right from there, we're close to Stewart's. We'll swing right over to Stewart's and get the hot chocolate and, you know, cookies. But you see, in the dead time, like going down 95 to get to Brook Park, and then Brook Park to downtown, and then downtown to the fairgrounds, during that dead time, we'll be singing Christmas songs.
So, what, again, do you think the bus will fit into Stewart's?
It's a parking lot, isn't it?
It's not a, I mean...
It's kind of a tight...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you get, I mean, we're not in a Prius. It's a 7-foot-tall bus.
You're not going to sideswipe them, are you?
I don't know.
Well, it'll be, the parking lot will be empty on those nights, I think, because they're closed down.
And that's another thing, like,
oh, Lord.
I'm probably not going to be, I'll just be focused on the road, so I don't want to, like, sing or carry on or tell jokes or anything. I'll be listening to you guys, but mostly I'll be focused on the road.
But you got to sing.
Well, I got to, driving is an important responsibility, and I don't want to wreck, so I'm going to leave Rudolph and all that to you guys.
Yeah, but you sing with your mouth, not with your eyes.
Well, I kind of have like one of those one-track minds, and I don't want to, it's over the river and through the woods, not the windshield, so we're gonna, I'll just be concentrating on driving, and I'll leave the music to you guys.
Well, don't you think this is going to be a...
Hold on. Are you going to bring, like, any kind of Bluetooth speaker or anything, or is this going to be all a cappella?
Well, it all depends. Now, so we do have the availability for a Bluetooth, but I think it's going to be hard to get 12 and 21 people all on the same note.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody just messaged on Facebook here with John, one of our listeners out there, and he said, I'm going to be bigger than Santa Claus himself, because you've heard now, Sarah, I'm the official ambassador of Christmas for the holidays from Marion, Ohio.
Yeah, you like Christmas.
Well, I really don't like Christmas is the funny thing.
Fruitcake.
I really don't like Christmas.
Fruitcake?
Huh?
I wanted to ask Angie likes fruitcake.
You know, I don't think I've ever tried a fruitcake. I mean, my mom and dad both
I was
going like
to say,
fruitcakes,
Mrs. Charlie loved them, and you've never had a slice?
No, I
wow.
never did. My mom even eats them.
Oh, they're delicious.
That's why Angie has all her own teeth.
Hey, I do too. Thank you very much.
Listen, we're not, and this, I really don't like Christmas, though, to be honest with you. I'm
what?
Just, huh?
You don't like Christmas?
Not really. I just sacrifice for other people.
And aren't you the one that's always saying that if you really like something, it's hard to mask that?
Oh, I think that's true, and I think that's why people probably get the impression that I'm just doing this for kindness. Christmas kind of wears me out. It seems like I'm by the time Christmas comes, I'm tired. The parties all happen at my house at Christmas, and I've always got to have the house clean and the lights up and things decorated, and it's very exhausting.
Not really. You could just, you know how like Mary Ellen had to sweep out your garage? Just plug the vacuum cleaner in and hand it to her.
You know, it's these type of moments why I don't invite people over. Because, Mary Ellen, you know, who else would come on the radio and tell you a true story like that?
Not many.
Not many. You're getting live radio here.
All right, well, I'm
going to
go wash some dishes, but I'll be tuning in.
All right, enjoy.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yes, I'm going to be the king of Christmas, official ambassador of Christmas.
Well, you know what I was just thinking? You know, to get people maybe in Marion to participate, like decorating their houses, you could advertise it and you could do like a contest and the people on the buses choose which place they can vote which place they like the best and have like
well,
the first, second,
we might,
and third place.
If the paper would run that article,
I'm sure
we'll
they
do
would.
It here on this station. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a little hard because how are we going to hit every house? Because we don't want to deal
well,
with...
Well, they would have to submit.
Right, but we're going to have poor Sarah driving all over town.
Well, you would just hit one area at a time.
So if you're not on our route, you're just out of luck.
Right. Yeah.
Because I see, you know, Meyer, Mount Vernon, to Brook Park, to down Main, Center, no, Church. Church, State, to Fairground, back up Fairground, to Main. That will be the trip. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't clear that with the auditor's department. They might give you a credit card to use.
Well, you know, I know the auditor, Mrs. Kasotis. You know, she might come along. George will probably be. I saw George the other night.
What? Isn't the auditor the one that's in trouble, or the treasurer, or something?
Oh, the city auditor?
Yeah.
The credit card.
Oh, you were making fun of the poor auditor.
Yeah, the poor
auditor. And I didn't catch it. Oh, I feel bad now. Yes. Well, I've heard all you got to do is walk in the office, and they'll give it to you.
Yeah, so that was just a suggestion.
Just send him an email and say you're the mayor, and...
Yeah.
Money will show
you
up in your account.
Talk to nobody. Just send them an email.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Good idea. We'll work on that.
Okay.
Thank you. I see. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to have good thoughts there.
I caught that one, and you didn't.
No, because I don't want to think ill. I mean, I don't think ill of the city auditor. You know, you got to have a little fun in life, but I feel bad for the guy. He's probably going through a rough time right now.
Oh, well, yeah, he probably is.
I feel bad for him. I think all this criticism is tough. You know?
Right, if you're not used to getting that type of...
Right, it's probably very difficult for him to be criticized like that, and I feel bad. I mean, I think that's a shame. All right, go ahead, caller.
Junior Samples advertised used cars.
Was it used cars?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't even know the answer to that. Angie, what's the... Is it used cars?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, it was a car lot.
All right. Would you like a prize tonight?
Sure.
All right. Do you want a copy of the book or Zumbezi Bay or Wilds or the zoo?
How about the zoo?
The zoo. All right. Let me write that down, and you can pick that up Monday between 4 and 5. What's your name?
Phyllis.
Oh, sure. Phyllis. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, you make some good Christmas goodies.
I know.
I know.
I want a donation.
Well, I wouldn't stop you if you did.
Well, I've been sitting here thinking about it. I probably will make a few pounds of fudge and donate, and you can give away.
Oh, that sounds good. We love that fudge. So you're not going to retire totally from making the fudge?
No, Larry put his foot down. He said, as long as we can do it, he's going to stir it, and I cook it. So
there you. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
He's doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, say hello from us, and okay. See you Monday when you come get the tickets.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Phyllis does that great fudge that we've gotten the last couple of years here at the station. Your dad loved that. Your mom loves it. I love it. And she always does it so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get a tin. Your dad used to get a tin. Glenn gets a tin. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Now, that's something I do eat. I eat all of those. I eat the reindeer mix that she makes. I eat your no-bake cookies, and I eat... What's that other thing you make? You gave me a whole tray last year.
I have no idea
but
what...
The no-bake cookies, I ate all those. Then there was something else you made that was really, really good, and I don't share that stuff with the others.
I always make puppy chow. Oh, no, it was that Crispix mix.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So all that's good. We're getting ready for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
See, when everybody pitches together, we can get stuff done.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, if the city don't give us the buses, I'll call Dr. Arusi. I bet he'll give us some Marion City school buses.
Oh, yeah, and you can get even more people on those.
Right, because we're going to make it happen. You're never defeated if somebody... And I'm not saying the mayor's going to say no. I think he'll be... And I'm not even saying the mayor's really in charge of this. I'm not sure who's in charge of this. But if we can't get it done through the city, then I'll go to Dr. Arusi. He's a pal. I bet he would do this. He'd be, you know, right on this.
Right.
So it's happening.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be a thing. And then the graveyard tour. But I'm going to need, like, a shirt you know, official ambassador of Christmas.
You need somebody to make you a shirt?
Well, but I don't really like, it's cold, so probably a sweatshirt.
Okay.
Official, and I, you know, it would have to have like a Christmas hat on it or some kind of lights or something, like a black sweatshirt, you know, what I'm talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Official ambassador of Christmas for Marion, Ohio. It's a done deal.
Well, maybe somebody will come up with one.
We'll be coming back with more fun in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away. And Michaels, Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it's just long, straight long. And she could look $1 million better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would. That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary. Despite all the negative things.